Hello, everybody. Welcome to 2022, the year 2022. Man, we've come a long way, and I can't believe how much things have flown by so fast, which is very incredible to see that after going through what I've gone through with year 2021, that's been a very much of a big adventure, from the good, the bad, and the ugly. And for me, I would never give out personal things on this podcast. But however, I will just definitely give you my experience, what I've gone through. And for me, this is something I've will say that that before I begin in the segments of a podcast, I want to talk about on CES on 2022, which is going to be around the corner, and which it starts around the 5th through the 7th over on the weekend. And and we'll talk a little bit about it today, and then today I'll roughly go over on a segment I wanted to talk about, something more freeform, which is about gaming and mobile. And someone gave me inspiration to go and talk about it, which I thought this would be a good, interesting topic to go about. And I said, you know, this wouldn't be too bad to go through some commentary, what I think about gaming in general and the mobile, and how I think it will make young entrepreneurs, millionaires, especially the younger generation, much younger than I am. We're talking about teenagers or even younger if they start streaming. To me, I think it's going to be quite a journey for these people. To me, they are in a head start of where they're going to be going out at it too. And my predictions about streaming in general. So for me, that's going to be really cool to see. But yeah, so before we go over on this topic too, if you have gone through your New Year's very well with happy and joy, or whatever you did with this I would say pre-post-apocalyptic of journey of the COVIDs. Make sure, if you're still around listening to this, you know that you're around and you're still alive and well. So that's been very cool that at least everybody is doing well. As for I am doing well myself. And for me, this has been really cool to go through a year with some goods, the bads, and the ugly, and which I'm going to talk about that first, and my journey and my experience with that too in today's show. And before we begin on today's episode of the Lean on the Grid podcast, I want to just go ahead and give you a few words of our sponsor. And today's sponsors is Grubhub. If you've not heard of Grubhub, it's pretty much a similar model to Uber Eats and DoorDash. If you've not checked them out, and if you need a lunch prepared for you, or if you needed to use it for work on the first, or pretty much the time you have to come back to work on the next day of the following day on the second for Sunday, or over by next week. By the way, Grubhub is great for you if you need some food delivered to you. And if you sign up for Grubhub Plus, which I've been using Grubhub Plus since November, and throughout the rest of December too, which I have to say, it's a very great service. And I like the fact that once you pay for the membership, you can go and use $10 credit on behalf of any restaurants of your choice. And so that right there, you just pay that off right there, and which I have used it before, and I think it is a great service for anyone to use, which I totally recommend for anyone that needs to go and use it for lunch on a day of work, whatever that may be too, or if you just need to have some lunch throughout the time of after the New Year's, which by the way, which I would recommend, if you want to go ahead and check it out, which I would definitely recommend to anyone that looking to get food delivered right from your door. Grubhub is the one I would recommend to anybody, especially to my closest friends. Next on the list is Zenni's Optical. Zenni's Optical has been a good wares of glasses, which I've been using since by the time I was gifted to them around 2019, 2020, which I have to say, though, without the Zenni's Optical, I don't know where my vision would have gone, and I'm sure it would continue to get shot, but without my friend's word on Zenni's, and without that, I would have been doomed, or my vision would have been impaired. With that right there, I love Zenni's because it protects me from long work hours, just like I'm doing with this podcast or anything I'm doing around here in this computer, which for me, I would go ahead and check out Zenni's Optical. Go ahead and check out Zenni's Optical down in the show notes below. If you check on the description, that would and also you support me. You also help yourself out as well. So go ahead, do yourselves a favor, check it out. Then last on not least is Blueberry. You know, right now it is the first of the year, and I have to say, Blueberry I've been pretty much a sponsor with them for over a year right now with Blueberry hosting. And if you've have an idea for a brand new podcast, please, by all means, go out and check out Blueberry Hosting. Blueberry Hosting has been around forever, and ever since they've started around the time early in the podcast, early years of the podcast space, which I have to say, if you're looking to do any sorts of podcasting, whatever that may be, go ahead and check out Blueberry. And I promise you that right there too. If you have an idea for a podcast, anything that you want to put down, whether it's beauty, technology, art, video games, whatever topic that you want to discuss on, or even business, Blueberry will help. Will provide you hosting right there for the lowest cost for $12.99 a month. So go and check it out too. If you sign up now, you'll sign up with 30-day free trial. And if you do not like Blueberry within 30-day free trial, by all means, you can just go ahead and unsubscribe it at your own desire. And if you don't like the hosting right from Blueberry too, but if you don't like it, your money's back guaranteed. So with that said, check out Blueberry. And with that said, let's start the show. All right. Well, since now we are at the new year of 2022, well, my challenges, I say, with the year 2022, I would say that this will be no exception. And for me right there, I love the fact that with the whole tech space, there's just going to be a lot of learning, a lot of things. I think at this point, a lot of people should have done their resolutions in advance for me personally. And if you've not done your resolutions already before, what things you want to change throughout the new year, that's fine. And I remember there was someone, a streamer that she's a partner up in Norway called Ignorance, that she didn't care about New Year's. And I remember she's quoted saying that, oh, you know, what's the point of doing a New Year's when the shit's going to be the same every single year? Honestly, I don't see that really. Personally, having goals set right for your life is always a good thing to have, and always good to complete a goal. To me, I still want to master on learning German, and that's still a goal I want to do and something I want to master on. And even if I put my heart into it too, probably I'll stretch it out to Polish. And to me, that's something I love to do, Polish or even put it a step further, like Japanese, if I wanted to too. But I like to go ahead and not push myself learning all these things at the same time, because learning a language does take some time. And I think it is definitely a good thing if you're going to start learning, probably learn a new language, learn a new skill, learn anything that you haven't accomplished since last year. You know, and no excuse right there too. And if you're looking to do coding, like Code Academy is going to be something I would like to press on right there and go forward, you know, or that's something I would do too. Because the thing is though, the excuse about people is this, and they say that, oh, there's no jobs anywhere I can see, which is not true. You can find jobs anywhere in the digital space. And this is one of the things about the digital age that we've come to, because I know that a lot of people will end up bickering and complain and not do a damn thing on their self too. And like, hey, I don't bash on people if they have low wage jobs. To me, if you want to do it, that's fine. But if you want to see advancements and improvement, you know, the tech space is going to be it right there too. And not just the tech space, but the financial sector as well, like the fintech or financial tech, which is something, it's going to be a huge thing coming up this year, especially with the rise of crypto and things to get on with the bandwagon right there too. Because a lot of people are going to brush up crypto like if it's nothing. But to me, crypto, it's pretty much the most technical revolution of our time. And that's something a lot of people don't think about or look into, because they say, oh, you know, this is just a fad, blah, blah, blah. And they can make all that kind of excuses right there and stuff like that too. And that's the one thing I think a lot of people think, that this is just something that they can't really accomplish because they put all that negative feelings towards themselves, and they think they're never going to accomplish anything throughout the years. Well, I'll have to tell you something, listener. Through all I've been through, you can accomplish anything, and you can. And the fact of the matter is that it takes work, and it takes guts to put yourself out there and do that too. And that's something you have to be able to push and push, and nobody is even going to give you a little a participation trophy, because that's something, no, you're not going to be given by that too. You have to work on it too. Because look at these guys. How were these guys gotten become so successful already? And they've then over time they've became millionaires at that point too. Look at these guys that have worked their asses off and studied right there too. Which to me, I have to say that if you don't do anything about that, you're never going to accomplish it. And education was taught to me on a very young age where it just you have to, if you don't do your math, your basic reading, all these basic skills in life, you know, you're never ever going to accomplish anything. And that's the truth. When I know a lot of younger parents, they put their kids in pressure and they say, listen, I need you to do well in school and stuff like that too, and I need you to get yourself to it. Well, I have to say though, probably school may be for those that need it, but I know that it will not be for everybody, because I'm sure that low wage jobs are going to be something that people will have to take. If you're young, if you're inexperienced, then that's pretty much the way to go right there too. Because right there, I think that's fine to have it, and I'm not gonna bash on anybody to do it. But you know, there's a saying that goes like this: a job is a job, and that is true. You can, but if you don't see any advancement on your life or where you're trying to go with it too, it is always good to move on elsewhere and work on something else. That's fine, and you gotta work on something that you're gonna have to like right there too. And to me, I know, as I myself, I've always tried to accomplish something early and not having to set my goals late, because you always have to have a plan in mind what you're going to do for the New Year's. Ooh, and I hit the mic. Excuse me about that. But still, you have to have goals where it will take you somewhere, and something that you really don't want to go out and sit through and be like, well, I'm gonna just let life happens the way it happens too. While I am a gambler at heart, you got to work on your skills. That's one thing I say this is this is that just because you may be a successful gambler, but you cannot end up continuing to lose on a winning game because you have to work on your skills if you want to accomplish something or win at something too. That's one thing I say it throughout the times I go through the following new year as well, through 2022. But besides the fun of the New Year's, I hope you've had a good time. Hopefully your hangover isn't as bad. And if it is, then something needs to be changed, of course. If you're pretty sloppy or just a heavy drinker. For me, I didn't do any of that too, since considering I myself, I'm not that kind of person that goes out parties and drinks. Well, I'm sure that it's fun and all, but the way with the whole COVID thing is making it so difficult with people to go out and do anything that they want. I don't think it's something a lot of people weren't participating on. And I'm sure there's been plenty of people that do go out and go out to see your friends, hang out for some drinks, whatever that may be. Or if you like to go out and watch fireworks, I think that's a very good tradition that a lot of people do. For me, that's pretty much not the case. I know that throughout towards the end of the new year, I know that I promised or put myself to a position that I wanted to go through, setting myself pretty much to a new start, especially one goal I did say, I may have mentioned it even previous episode, that I do want to go ahead and, not also the driving part, complete my license, but moving is going to be something I've already have in mind, and that's already planned, of course. So if you guys not heard, I am moving right in the middle of the year, which it will definitely happen. I am still looking into brand new homes as I'm speaking. And so after the recording of this podcast, I'll be looking at some brand new homes here in Central Florida and getting that out of the way. So that's the one thing right there, just to put right there too. So that's the good right there I can see for 2022. Now, as for the bad, there's not much of the bad right here too. But if you're going to look at it in a positive way and think that what you can do to change it right there, I would say leave your mess elsewhere, leave it behind. And if you have toxic friendships that's not going anywhere, I say move away. And why I say that, because I've gone through the times that I actually know a friend for 9 years, and somehow I know him very, very well, and somehow I don't know how friendship goes with many people. But if you know somebody that that's not doing right, especially, well, I'm sure that they may do good in the inside, but what they do outside, that's something that may tell you, especially if they're just very cold or they're not influencing you the right way. I say that drop them out, because I'm sure that you may have given them plenty of chances. And one of my goals I'd say is that I'd say meet people in your life that will do good, and especially they will end up doing well, especially if they're not just taking advantage out of you. One thing's right there too. While I had a friend for 9 years, he never took advantage out of me. The one thing I'd say about with friendships is this, is that if you know that they're not doing anything to do any moral support for you, and that's just wants to keep you in and not helping you advance and not even supporting what you wanted to do, then I say get out of that right there too. And one thing I've noticed recently, and I'm not going to call him out, no name calling, nothing like that too, but if you've known somebody for this long and then all of a sudden you never hear a text message back from them, you know, there's a term that one of my friend has used, and he's been using it not just from his friends, but he does this with his family members as well. An older gentleman I know, and he's an older friend, and there's a term called ghosting. And ghosting, the definition, I'm sure if you know what it is, you definitely know that ghosting means that you completely disconnect that person altogether. In fact, I thought that the term ghosting was actually kind of funny after discovering it from my friends. Like, ghosting, what the hell is that? And then he explained to me what the definition was some years ago. And just to read the definition for you, so, and actually, this is kind of a funny thing I read on Urban Dictionary, which actually says this right there, which means when a person cuts off all communication with their friends or the person they're dating with zero warning, or notice beforehand, you'll mostly see them avoiding friends' phone calls, social media, and avoiding them in public. And while I can say that it is quite rude, but it isn't, because that can happen of anything right there too. And people do that, and that's legally fine if they want to ghost you and stuff like that too. Which, to me, I've been noticing that recently, that a personal friend of mine has now started to ghost me, which I thought, wow, this is really off. And because we've been friends for 9 years, and for me, well, I can put it this way, is that while I have not done anything wrong to him or do anything wrong to hurt him, but my views can be very very upward, and can be very how can I put it this way, I can be a very brash person in person. I'm very, very outspoken, and to me, I have nothing against anyone that's an introvert, but to me, if somebody has done that to me, then they've really completely cut off everything about you, and they don't want anything about anything or have nothing to do with you in general. And to me, I wish he could have said something, be straight with me, and do that too. Because to me, right there, is that I like when people can be straightforward with me and not having to cut communications without warning. Look, whatever I've said to him, if I was toxic to him, he could have said something and been like this and that. And there's been times that we've agreed with each other on certain views. And for me, there's been times that I've disagreed with him on certain things on each level. And for instance, I think he may have caught me stupid for especially the sink, the part when I was doing the sink shopping last year, and something that he may have caught me being stupid on. And to me, he was saying, like, why did you purchase the other sink and stuff like that too? And first of all, that this vanity comes with a sink on its own, and I just told him I didn't know and stuff like that too. I thought it was separate. And anyways, I guess he gets so irritated for something so small like that too. And I'm just thinking, well, listen, this was just a mistake on my end. I just didn't gone through it or read through the description, whatever. And that's where I think a lot of people can get so upset for no reason other than by their own ambition. And to me, that's where I think a lot of people are can be very cowardly, and they don't like to be very outspoken to me. And if they can't be direct with me, then you know what? They pretty much just put it straight up. In the Latin world, what they call it is that anyone that just shies off out of anything is that pretty much have their dicks between their legs. Which to me, I pretty much saw that from him. And if he was a little bit outspoken about this, he would. And also, there was a disagreement, I would say, is, I think that what pretty much was the final straw, I would say, is that when we were talking about driving one day, I remember one thing he got on his nerves was someone cutting him off on traffic, a speeder and stuff like that. And he got upset and said, man, these people need to be off the street, get their license revoked. This is awful, you know? And he was saying that, hey, if you have saw this person on the street, I know you would want this guy to be dead. I wish this guy to be dead. And you know what? And I said to him, no, I don't. And I don't want to wish anyone death. And to me, that's one thing I'd say about that too. And to me, there was a point that his attitude started to become very grumpy. And to me, I will say Dave will, their attitudes will change. And if this is something, if they hear something that they disagree with you on something, they're going to just kind of don't want anything to do with you. And plus, I think what people don't like is, besides that, they don't like the decisions that you make, and they end up taking that really, really hard. To me, I think that is pretty wrong, because they shouldn't have to keep it so up. The people don't have to be so uptight, you know. And I can't stand with some people. I really can't, because if they were so forward, they should have said it. But a lot of people just don't. And I think with around 2022, if he's gonna put it and ghost me out, and disconnect me from Alidair, then by all means, I would just do the same and not respond back to him, because to me, I think he just can't stand me, because the fact that I'm a very brash person, and probably my attitude has, he can definitely see that in my attitude. But hey, if you, this is one thing I would say, is that if you cannot deal with me in the present, there is no way you cannot deal with me later down the road in the future. Because this is the problem. I think a lot of people have this issue right there too. And for me, my friend's mentality is pretty much a very wrong mentality, where if he's quite, even though he is active, I would say that too. And he is smart with finances, no question about it too. But I remember he's made this argument about real estate people, and the fact that we've had this conversation personally about, and he was like, man, I wouldn't be able to stand to do real estate. You have to learn how to sell these people, and you have to learn how to make commissions. And plus, you have to end up driving around and sell to people and try to convince people to buy this home and this and that. And the thing about real estate is, like, I have no problem with selling with people too, because thing is, though, we all have to work. We all have to make commissions, because this is the thing about people. They set this mentality, and that say that I cannot stand salespeople. You know, the good thing about selling people is that you earn money, and I have nothing wrong with earning money right there too. And I'm sure that people do make extra commissions right there too. But if there's a real estate agent that's willing to help you, that's one thing right there too. They're willing to help you move and do whatever. But his mentality is just so different. And that's one thing about my friend that I set right there, and I have to say it, but he's not a adventurous person. And even though sometimes he talks and talks and talks, but he's very much in a more introverted way, you know. And thing is that real estate is not going to be for everybody. And that's one thing a lot of people have to know, is that you have to learn how to sell. And this is just coming from me in a tech perspective. And for me, where when I've sold computers, I had to learn how to sell. You had to get off the mindset and stop being an introvert and learn how to be an extrovert and how to sell people, how to be a people person. And this is the problem, is that a lot of people don't want to grow. And I'm sure in his age, he's just thinking very, I can't stand salespeople, you know. And they're experiencing what sales people have gone through. Look, not all salespeople are like that. Not all salespeople are shady people. And they put salespeople in a very bad name right there too. And I have no problem with people selling, but I think they become very anti-capitalist, and they want to, and they always want to bash down salespeople and just regular consumers, which I have nothing wrong with that too. And people like that they just like to frame it really wrong too. And the fact is that if you built this lazy mindset, and if you don't know how to talk with people, there's a problem with you. There's a person problem with you. Just a first person perspective. There's something wrong with you in general. So my resolution on this is getting people out of your life that won't do you good. And to me, I'm ready to move on and get out of that comfort zone. While he supported me after the 9 years and stuff like that, and we've had our agreements and disagreements, and we've even said about things like that too. But if that person is not willing to look up, move and move forward, then get these people out of your life. And if these people aren't going to willing to communicate with you, that's fine. You got to learn how to move on in general. And that's the problem, I think, with people nowadays, is that they don't know how to communicate or not willing to communicate to solve problems. They know how to disconnect people that they don't like or disagree. I think that's really wrong, because we should be a little bit united on our views, even if we don't agree with each other too. And I've said some smart remarks that I may have in the past that I don't like, but all of us are willing to become better people over time too. Better people. And I think that's one thing as well, is that we can always use that right there too in our advantage. So, and I know I've gone through the rambling of my resolution, because I've gone through talking about resolution two for too long. I will say that's one of the steps I want to do, is definitely self-improve with myself and my character, something I want to do. There's always going to be improvements for a lot of people, but if you don't use the world of technology to help you, the things in the internet, because everybody in the U.S. Has an internet connection, most of us does. And if you don't use that, then I don't know what you're doing, you know. That's something I'd like to improve, and probably jump into Code Academy this year and just jump on the bandwagon and say, hey, I've learned a little bit of JavaScript, what I haven't learned before, but now I've learned something new, and these new skills are helping me down the road in the future. So there you go. Since I already say my say about what I had to say about people like that, and while I say that not all people are horrible when they ghost you, but sometimes you never know what they think. But however, if you've known the person for so long, if you're not aware of the signs that there are signs that people will disconnect you after over a week or a week and a half, that's pretty much telling what you know, basically. So to me, I want to just definitely switch up a topic over to the future of mobile gaming. Something that I will actually, funny enough, when I was streaming on Trovo, Trovo.live, someone was asking me about mobile gaming, and I figured this would be a good topic to talk about on today's episode, which I think this is actually a good time to start off, because for me, mobile gaming continues to improve every year after year. And I like about the mobile gaming, because I actually do game on my iPhone, and with the games like I have right here, which is Throne Breaker, and the other title I have is Gwent, which is a card game that you can play on iOS or Android, or even the PC version. If you download the GOG client developed by CD Red, you guys can do that right there. And so if you guys don't know, I've started to jump down in the Witcher series. I watched pretty much all of the season. I loved the Witcher show, even though despite how different the show was, it is very, very different. So I have the Gwent game and Throne Breaker by the developers of CD Projekt Red, which, by the way, I heard the game hasn't worked with many, many people from iOS and Android. So be aware of that too, if you're interested. By the way, this is not a sponsorship, so I just want to let you know in advance. But yeah, so continue on the commentary of future mobile gaming. I think this is going to be very good with the year 2022. But my thing about this is that if you end up becoming a gamer, I think gaming on the mobile phone, I think this is a platform that will do very, very well down the road. I've always, I earlier on, I questioned that it's Like I don't know, like 5 years ago, I even if you talked to me about this like 5 years ago, 10 years ago about the future of mobile gaming, I didn't think it will do very well. But now you see a lot of younger audiences getting on mobile gaming on their iPhone or iPad or whichever platform you guys use. I think this is going to be really good because a lot of people aren't really much now interested in playing it via mobile. And in fact, you have most tablets now. You pretty much have a lot of 4G connection through tablets already. So there's that right there. If you're going to start gaming via wireless, and my issue with mobile gaming is if you're doing a stream via wireless, wireless gaming in general, it's not always going to be perfect. I think wireless gaming definitely has some plenty of ways to go to improve, and because the fact that I think with if you're gonna play through via the iPad or stream, well, I think that having the capability of having like an OBS form or streaming it through, let's say if you stream through your iPad, I remember I did stream Brawl Stars via my iPhone, and I did stream that there. And there is a way to do it, unless you have the Twitch app. If you install the Twitch app, you can just do that too. And I think there's going to be a lot of younger people that enjoys mobile gaming. They're going to end up being like superstars at when they're young. You know, there's going to be that young influencer status at that age. And I remember that influencer status started when during the time when I was younger, influencers were, I think they've had that name influencers a few years ago, probably about 5 years ago when that term started. And I kind of didn't buy the term influencer because I think it's just a title that people put people in that pedestal, which is pretty much that celebrity status that I which I never liked that at all. And to me, I never cared to become a celebrity by all means. And I still don't today. But to me, if you are wanting to do any sorts of entertainment pretty much with your friends or your family, I think streaming will be a thing for anybody one day to start out. And I think that's going to be really cool for people to do that, especially when you're young and you're getting into it too. Personally, I like my PC, but the PC age, however, I think the hardware is going to end up continuing to get better and better over time. Now, if you're ever going to do any stream via mobile using your iPad, I think you're going to have to use like, for instance, like an Ethernet adapter if you're going to stream over mobile. And make sure you have everything ready. Now, I don't know if mobile stream will be set and ready for new platforms like Trovo, that's been around for some time now. Because I know Trovo is still, it's still young. It's not as mature as Twitch. However, the one problem or the one issue I can see with Twitch is that it's already grown enough that you can still get some discoverability. But however, is the discoverability still bad on Twitch? Yes. And there are a couple of reasons I wouldn't want to go and come back to Twitch for certain reasons I won't discuss on today's podcast. But for me, however, I think there's going to be a lot of things are going to get smaller and smaller. Like especially like my PC, mine is a mid-sized tower right now. As I'm seeing here while I'm recording, it's a mid-sized tower and it is pretty huge. So to me, you cannot really take that with you if you're gonna go on the go, right? And wireless will end up continuing to improve each year, and that's the truth right there too. So that influencer status is gonna be something that will grow on a lot of young people on their by the time they're like preteens. And teenagers, that's something that a lot of people are gonna go jump into and say, wow, I can't believe this is something I've worked for right there too. And to me, I'm sure that they're gonna be like this young gamer prodigy when they start around 8 or 10 years old, and they're going to do something really unique about that too. But I'm sure that that whoever is watching them, I'm sure those young kids can't really do any of the taxes. I'm sure that the parents will have to help them out right there too. Because to me, that's going to be something that a lot of younger generation are going to embrace, like the Gen Z. They're going to embrace. While I am a millennial, I've had played a couple of games. One game I've not touched on. I know this is still a popular game if it's still around, being downloaded to this day. I know Clash of Titans. Was it Clash of Titans or Clash of Clans? Excuse me. Clash of Clans. That's still very, very popular. I know that there's been people that still plays it via the mobile. Though I don't know how mobile streaming or broadcasting it via the iPad or the iPhone will work, or via the Android. So that's something to kind of think about how that's going to work out right there too. But I do think that that is still going to grow with a lot of people that still have cell phones, and the cell phone age, while the smartphone age is still very, very popular today. I do think that a lot of people aren't going to end up buying brand new phones for these certain tools right there too, because I know a lot of people, when you see an influencer holding up an iPhone, that pretty much wants younger people to buy that iPhone as well, and so that way they can still use that to create content and do different things. Even today, nowadays, if you want to become a content creator, the iPhone is a very popular device for young content creators. Like, you can just have iMovie download it right through the App Store and do that there. And you can create content right in your phone. 20 years ago, you weren't able to do anything like that at all. Not on your mobile device. You know, all of this was right in your PC. And everything else, you had to sit there and stay stationary. Which, this is something I think it's going to be a good change. I think it's going to be a good change for mobility. If you are into it, if you're a mobile gamer, that'll be great. For me, I personally like my stationary desk. I don't care to have my games out on the go all the time, unless if I'm just waiting for, I don't know, car repairs or other situations. Like if I'm going to a hotel or going out onto trips, who knows? That's something I would just use that for those occasions. But I can't see that right there too, because also adding to the commentary here, you're going to have to bring adapters when you're traveling or when you're gaming, because the batteries will definitely kill the life out of these iPhones and Android devices too. So you got to remember, that, and take note that you always have to take extra extensions along with you along the way. So that's something you're going to be sure that when you're streaming, you got to take that with you at those times right there too, whenever you need it. So anyways, that's going to be pretty much put in my perspective what I think about mobile gaming. But a lot of the times I say that be aware is that mobile gaming will have its limitations. And that's something, one thing I could say about mobile gaming is that it's going to have its limitations over PC gaming. Because right now, PC gaming, you can do a lot more with PC. And that's why I have a PC and I still have it right now for a long-term investment, not a short-term investment. Because I think that if you purchase all the parts with your PC, keep it the way you need to use it for future streams or future work right there, then you're good to go, right? So there's no reason for anybody to go out and sell all your parts for brand new parts each and every year. Because by the time you have a PC set and built in, that's where you need to keep it, period. So yeah, so that's pretty much my quote unquote on everything I have to put on right there. So with that said, I think we're definitely experiencing more of that growth down in 2022. Again, I'm not a fortune teller, so for me, that's something I have to wait and see where that goes. And now, speaking of, while I'm in the topic, and speaking of future of mobile, I know CES 2022 is coming around the corner, and this is going to be the time of year where technology is going to be something that a lot of people are going to embrace what's coming up next year. And I was just going through CNET Tech. And this one here, it says, this story is part of CES. Let me just read it right here, which here, this is actually brand new news coming from CNET, which I'll just read a little bit here, which says, CES 2022 just became one day shorter. Consumer Technology Association announced Friday that CES will now close on January 7th as a safety measure amid concerns about spiking COVID-19 infection rates. We are shortening the show for 3 days and have put in place comprehensive health measures for safety of all attendees and participants, said CTA President and CEO Gary Shapiro in a Friday statement. While the CTA is telling that 2,200 exhibitors are still confirmed to attend in person, major event exhibitors like Microsoft, Google, AMD, and Intel have either canceled or modified in-person CES plans. CES 2022 is still set to kick off the first week in January with the in-person Las Vegas show now running from January 5th through the 7th. Pre-show events like CES Unveiled and the CES Media Days are still planned for January 3rd and 4th. Those who are attending in person must submit proof of COVID-19 vaccination and the CTA asking attendees to test for the virus within 24 hours before entering a CES venture with a complimentary Abbott Binax Now COVID-19 self-testing kit that is being provided with badges. Masks will be required for all attendees in exhibit booths and indoor events. Complimentary PCR testing will be provided for international attendees who require a test to travel after the show ends. Okay. So before I continue on over here, let me just say this right there. Let me put the facts straight right there too. Now, as difficult as this may sound for some people to go over there, and I understand that some of these people do have to go over there to do this for their jobs and to present all the new tech that's going on. And I have to put it straight because, for one, a lot of people will end up dismissing this and say that you're talking baloney or conspiracy. But I will say about this is really something I will say is that this is going to be something a lot of people will have to think about when going through the PCR tests right there too. Because I remember last year, 2021 of CES, if memory serves right, that everything was all virtual right there too. And I know that a lot of people just said, I think the virtual event was great and all. But I think where these events are, or all these companies that want to gather, I think a lot of people at this point do want to go ahead and visit people in person. And I think that's where that a lot of people definitely miss out on having to meet out in person. And this here, the way I see this right there, I don't know how good this is going to be. The fact that when you have to go in and you have to go into these events with PCR tests, right? And I'm not surprised that they were going to do this with this event, because a lot of these companies or a lot of these convention centers have to, because they have to follow state's guidelines. Now, there's one thing I want to comment about this right there too. Now, the amount of attendees, a lot of people are going to go. I'm not sure how many people are going to go for 2021 as of this year, because the fact that people are going to end up taking this virus very strongly, and they say that what's this new virus? I think it's Omicron or whatever that held that new virus is, where a lot of these people they are going to think that this we got wash our hands, brace, just make sure that we do what we can to stay safe. Well, and I will have to say this, someone as a tech perspective and someone with a bit of good bit of science that have done a bit of research, and this is just me in particular too, but how many people are going to come over and do the PCR test or even take the COVID-19 jab? And I'm sure there are some people that don't like me saying the jab, but it has to be said, because there's been still controversial with this whole jab. I think even when this whole thing started in 2020, I remember one thing about this is that the fact that there's going to be a amount of pressure with a lot of people having to go through these events, and then all these rules are going to change even before 2019. And the problem I might end up seeing is this, is that that these PCR tests won't work, and let's just say it gives these people false positives, right? And there's been a proof that even if you've take the vaccine, there's been people that have had false positives, and that's true though. And you guys can look it up yourself if you like. And I've read the bit of the Israeli studies on the document, and even Israel knows about how a natural immunity is much better way than having to go through, say, for instance, getting the shot, right, or the jab, which I'm better off saying the jab. But for me, why would you ever do anything like that if you're young and healthy? Maybe if you're old, maybe so. That's one thing you just gotta be aware and be conscientious about this too. And I understand that these places, anywhere you go, there's going to be germs anywhere, bacteria and all that too, which I think that's proven point. Yeah, you have to be cautious, of course. But before that, you never had to wear a mask, right? And I think this is where we're definitely entering a new stage in convention centers and arenas that I think most of the time you're going to have to end up wearing a freaking mask wherever you go. And that's where a lot of people will be very uptight with that. And they want you to go and say, be like, you got to wear the mask, you got to protect other people. I mean, for God's sakes, you know, this is the thing. I think a lot of people are very much hungover, and they want to tell people what to do about how they should live their lives, right? And to me, I'm pretty much a less fair guy. And to me, I say do whatever you want, don't harm others, which I very much, that's the principle I follow up as well. But you look up on convention centers like CES, which to me, they're going to have to, there's a lot of employees that works for these industries. They got to decide if this is something they got to do. But however, I think they've already made the choice already at this point that where they've got to take the job or not, you know. And that's a hard decision. It's not just the tech industry, but everyone else on any industry that they've got to do, which is a really tough thing, because this job is not going to be for everybody. And plus, the additional reports have come out about pretty much heart inflammation. So if you've not heard about heart inflammations, like the AstraZeneca, the J&J, that's been giving people heart issues, that's going to be really concerning. And the fact that for people like AMD, Intel, Microsoft, Google, Apple, et cetera, that they have to go in and go inside with I think you have to have a certification, if I'm correct. Let me just read this right here. Oh, there we go. I see. For people who are attending, must submit proof of COVID-19 vaccination. So that's where I find that it is still very controversial, because if you're going to go out, and I think there's a huge issue with this, because for one, I know a lot of people don't want to have their vaccination thing scanned right through their phone. I think there's still going to be people who have problems with it, and then others that do not have a problem whatsoever. I think people are perfectly fine getting, going out there, getting track and trace. To me, that's my problem with a lot of these people, that they don't understand that these things are going to be tracked and traced all the time when you downloaded the apps, so especially, for example, the medical field. I'm sure they're having a good heyday having to data mine your data on your phone, like the health providers like Kaiser Permanente, Signia, and many others here in the United States are willing to data mine you for profits, because that's how they make their money, period. So yeah, that's one thing I don't like about downloading medical apps such as those, because they truly don't need to know how much they need to know, because it's really personal, and plus your data can go out to anywhere at any time. And that's why I never download Kaiser Permanente. If they want, they can send me a email about these results, and that's fine. I don't need any of my email real time in my phone, which I'm perfectly okay with that too. And also, reading on the article right here, which it states here, and surprisingly enough, in a statement coming from Mercedes, which dropped out on December 29th, reflects the views of many other companies that are now holding exclusively digital CES events. So that's it's Mercedes. You're talking about a big car brand. They've dropped out because they don't want nothing to do with this. So, and I haven't even read which other companies that are not even going to participate in this. So this is really fascinating too. And plus, we don't know how many companies have dropped out and how many how many companies are coming into CES as of this year. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot more coming with announcement dates, who's going to be attending in person and who's not. And I know that there's going to be lots of companies that are going to end up going digital just because they don't want to go over and meet each other in person. So I think there's that problem right there. There is a huge, huge problem. But to me, I mean, I've always gone to events, and whenever you've gone over and shaked hands, butt fist with them, whatever that may be the case, I've always washed my hands, and I've always gone to the restrooms each time. And I think a lot of people don't understand that about healthy and cautious caretaking too. But now it's like you have to wear a bloody mask all the time, which if you look at the general surgeons on the side of the package and read it right there, it does not work, and people do not understand that too, which I think it's quite ludicrous what we're going through here in this age. It's not just America, but parts of the first world is falling and enacting on this too, which I think a lot of it doesn't make sense when it comes to these events. Like, for example, like last year, I wanted to go and see a band called Ginger. And I say that I wanted to go there and see them the second time, but I had to end up selling my tickets to get my monies back, because they wanted to have me submit a proof of COVID-19 test, which I did not want to, and I pretty much refused at that point. And that's where I think there's going to be much more controversy moving forward, because I don't think a lot of people will understand, or a lot of these companies don't understand, that the jab won't even work for everybody. And plus, I'm sure that their workout is on the line, and in order to go to these events, or you don't, you know. So that's where I think it all comes down to keep your job or you get fired if you don't take the shot. I think that's all that it comes down to too. And I know that this isn't just a tech field, but a lot of people are getting away from this because they just don't want to put their lives on the line or put their lives or risk their lives having to take the shot. And let's say if they get any issues, like say ovary issues, heart complications, what I mentioned, or pretty much swelling by the skin. And there has been horrible reactions taking that too. And plus, this is very, very experimental. So there's something wrong with that as well. And you have, that's where I think not just companies don't understand, but people as well, that they don't look both sides and see that, hey, we have to find out a little bit more about this. And but however, I think a lot of these people that work in these companies are very much complacent to this. And so they're like, look, we definitely want to bring out new products to the public, but however, we've need to keep our workers safe, which I know that's all comes down to is safe, which the problem is that what you're taking with this jab, is it safe for your employees to take? So that's something you got to think about it too, because, you know, I've always say is that you don't have to stick around and work for a company for the rest of your life and work for these people. And if you don't like what they're doing, you know, fine, take it into your own hands and build companies that's going to help you, which I'd say that's going to be a tough choice for a lot of people, even though there are bills people still have to pay and the bills don't pay for itself. So you got to kind of think about over what you guys got to do at that point. Because for me, I've had a family member that asked me if I've taken it, and I've said no. And he was like, oh, how come? Yada, yada. And the thing about it is that I need to read up more about this before starting to take anything experimental. Because that's one thing a lot of people do is follow the mainstream narrative and then stick to that. And to me, I'm into the point is that you don't have to follow that nasty narrative that they're trying to spew, which that's not a good thing. And I think a lot of people forget to do this is to what they forget to do is they don't do their own research. 100% they don't. They just stick what they're being fed in the tube or being fed right through their computer screens, which I think it's horrible enough as it is too, because I know there's a lot of doctors has come out, and a very well-known one, which is Dr. Peter McCullough. And he was actually recently, he's been in the Joe Rogan Experience over at Joe Rogan's podcast, and then the Dark Horse podcast over at Bren Weinstein. Which, if you've not checked out Peter McCullough, I would say check it out if you guys have a chance, because it's a very good interview, and he talks about a lot of the things that a lot of people are quite questioning about this too, which is thinking, well, what the hell is going on and stuff like that too. But yeah, guys, that's going to be a tough choice for a lot of these companies out there trying to mandate the jabs, and plus having to do all that, it's gonna anyways be pretty tough with a lot of individuals. I'll say it this way too. Issue with just to CES. Keep it short. Are you down with the mandates, or are you not? Let me know what's going on, because I know CES 2022 is definitely an event that didn't surprise me one bit what they were trying to do, but I figured this was something that they've have to do, because in order to follow according to local laws, which I totally understand what they're trying to do at that point. However, I'm sure some people are pretty much skeptic what's going on. Are you interested in the digital only attendance? Are you alright with that? Have you still missed the good old days where you could just meet your fellow technologists or anyone around too? Because I'm sure that around when 2020 came, I will say I really miss meeting people, having to see fellow podcasters, tech guys, and pretty much like-minded people like myself. And I'm sure that a lot of people are afraid to do what they have to do. You know, it's something that it's like you either take the damn thing or you don't, you know. So what are your thoughts about it too? I'm pretty interested in hearing everybody's take on it. So with that said, I am out of here. And everybody, I do hope you have a great and successful New Year's. Bring in all the good and take out all the bad for 2022 when we're now here on this brand new year. Let me know what you guys think and what are your goals. Tell me about it. I love to hear from everybody. So with that said, I am out. Leon LeGray signing out. Take care, everybody. Enjoy your day. Thanks for listening to this episode of episode 174 of the Leon LeGray podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hear more on the Leon LeGray podcast, please be sure to subscribe to me or follow me on Apple, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchasers, iHeartRadio, you name it. I am pretty much all over the place, so wherever you want to find me, please be sure to subscribe. And I post my content every Fridays and Saturdays, so please be sure to follow up, and that way you know that you're not missing out. Take care and enjoy. Have a great first of the year.